This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Oh, okay, let's get a little tipsy. I kind of want to like take a sip, and I always start off in a very organic way anyway. So I'm just gonna let it run. Cheers to a new friendship,
and
new vibes. And a new fan favorite on the show.
Let's go. And I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. Do you want me to introduce you as Ebony Mystique?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll start there.
Okay.
It's layers.
We'll start there.
It's layers, you know.
Right.
Who am I today?
He said, what?
Who am I going to be today? Today I'm Ebony Mystique. Yeah, so let them know if you don't know what you heard about me.
What you heard about me? Okay. I'm in the mood to go dancing. I feel like I haven't been out.
I done already invited her out tonight on her dance on the town. Stephanie got real plans. Y'all need me a boo.
It's my best friend's birthday.
Okay, best friend.
Yeah. So I like
All right, it's okay then. Happy birthday.
Kind of can't miss it. But next time.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And then do you want me to introduce, you know, your profession as like, adult performer, like what's the like
they say adult entertainer.
Okay.
Yeah, mainstream. We must say that. Mainstream.
Right. I've manifested this moment.
Oh my gosh. And I heard about her. She's enlightened too. I'm meeting them all around.
And I'm so glad it's you because as a Scorpio/Sag cusp, we're going to get along.
Oh yeah.
Cause
well, that's good.
Aquarius and Sagittarius are like both very friendly signs.
Is it like water sign with the Aquarius and then me? I'm like half
I'm
man,
air.
Half.
I don't know what Sag is.
Me either.
I'm not like Danny.
I have no idea what's going on.
You're like, I'll just take what people tell me and I'll go with
it. Because shit, tell me about me because I don't know what the fuck.
Right. Okay, guys. Let's get into it because there's so much to talk about and I want to be able to get through as much as we can.
Okay, let's
go. Or maybe even save it for part two. Who knows? Anyways, hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Brocotherapy, and we have the lovely, the baddest, Ebony Mystique.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on, Stephanie? Thank you for having me.
You just popped my cherry. Because
Tell me about that. Tell me more.
Because I've never had an adult entertainer on the show before. And I was telling Danny.
First time for everything.
I was telling Danny, and he was like, you got to meet my girl, Ebony.
Child, you probably did. And they acting like they ain't didn't know porn before. And then you go on like Pornhub and be like, girl.
Wait, I was right.
You just had a different wig on. Stop playing with me. I seen you.
I think we're all a bit of an adult performer in our own way.
As long as it's consensual.
Right.
You know y'all be putting out your phones and want to see yourself. What you think them dirty mirrors is? Like people with bedroom mirrors. Like why you keep looking? Look at me.
Why is it so dirty?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I just think your story is so fascinating because you actually started off as an RN, like a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And as a Filipino, and you know this too, as soon as I told you.
Friends. Yeah. They hooked me up. They gave me the, let me see. Let me think about all the food I used to eat. Oh my God.
Yes, I want to know.
I used to know all this. It was like squid. It was like, I remember the squid. There's some pork blood, but I couldn't eat that.
Oh, no.
What else? Oh, my God, the fish. Come on.
With the bones inside?
Yes.
Yes. It's not tilapia.
No, it's some Filipino shit.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I'm the worst, and I don't know names.
It's like with tomato sauce in it. Mm-hmm,
and like in the vinegar.
Ooh, wait, yes. Stop playing with me, baby.
You know how you
octopus? I remember that.
You have to eat that with your hands.
Yes, you do.
You can't do it with no spoon and fork or some shit, you know?
But yes, my Filipinos really helped me out. They make sure I was okay. Because they're very clicked up. They run the fucking medical field in California.
100%.
If they don't like you, bitch, I don't know.
They will let you know. Especially the older generation Filipinos.
Uh-huh. Like, and you be needing their help. Come on now. They smart.
So how did you, like, what was that transition of, like, when you were a nurse and you were just like, fuck this, I need a career change?
Corona. It was crazy. All this damn shit. And I was an advice nurse at that time, but I didn't have no advice to give. So just imagine these calls.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with that field of work, that career choice, people, you are a frontliner. People want to, they want you to fix it. And they want you to fix it fast. And now that's the culture of medicine. Like, you have the, you know what's going on. And then really we didn't. We didn't know what the hell was going on. So it was more like combative at work, even over the phone, like, because I had no advice really to give at that time. And you can't give bad advice, and you have to stay within protocols. And at that time, before I retired, because that's what I did, from nursing, you know, with the corona thing, it was like, I don't know, just really depressing and unsure.
I mean, I have to give it up to, like, nurses, because it's like, y'all get paid well, but it's like, you deal with so much.
Child, and let's talk about this. Ask your aunties. I know your aunties, you don't see them a lot because they ask always at
and
work.
And my friends. I have friends who are nurses too. Yeah.
And that's just the happiest thing in the world. And they work. On their birthday, they go to work. On a holiday, they want to go to work.
And it's 12-hour shifts.
It's 12. It start at 12. Think if nobody act up on your way out, you'd be like, damn. I know you ain't about to pull a cold right now, baby. You've been gone all 12 hours. You've been good. Now I'm trying. I got a date. I got to stay here. And it'll be 13, turning to 13 quick. Mm-hmm. But that's the point. Like, some things, is there really an amount that you could pay? Mm. You know, the compensation isn't enough.
Of having to deal with people in general.
And save a life.
And save their lives. Like, their life is.
You can't even pee. You can be still that field. If you think about it just for a moment, people, because they don't be thinking about this. Like, it really is selfless. Mm. Like, if you have to pee and somebody is literally having a cardiac arrest, they you doing CPR.
You got it.
You can't just be like, okay, hold on, I got to pee. You come.
Did last. You ever, like, pee yourself?
Hell yeah. Not that they ever know. Now you know. Yeah. I had to go to the bathroom real quick. Because, child, my first dead body, I wasn't ready. I was like, oh my God, because they do this little, like, last breath thing. It was like, you know, oh my God, it's so scary.
Yeah.
And I'm scary. I don't like horror movies and stuff. So I was like, oh my God, it's going to be happening.
I love horror movies, but I don't think I want to see a dead body.
Look, and I'm talking about real life. I'm like, oh, shit, it's over. Yeah, so I don't like that. So certain things kind of woke me up just about humans and the way the body works. And that's why I think I became... accepted in the adult industry because I know about that anatomy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I dated a guy who was in the medical field as well. He wasn't like a nurse or a doctor. I think he like sold the tools. I don't know. But he was very knowledgeable of the body. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew like how to even spank my butt at a certain way because it would like hit the nerves. He was a Scorpio.
Okay. Look, see, it's them Scorpios again.
Right.
Freaks
right.
of the weeks.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's very important to kind of like, and people don't really understand how body works. A lot of people be on autopilot, like get up and go. Don't think about nothing. Just get up and go. And it happens that way with sex too. You know what I mean? Especially for men. So many men out here that don't even understand that most women don't even orgasm or haven't. You have to like, and I'm talking about with the vibrator type orgasm. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Like that type of shit. That's like a different
inhumane.
Type of shit.
Yeah, there's no like, human or person.
You'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to heaven.
Literally. Hell. It opens
the
gates.
You turn into like a damn fool.
Yes.
You don't know what you're doing. I fucking ass her afterwards. You done like, well, you about to get this nut, goddammit. Don't play with me, and it better not cut off in the middle, because then I'm going to have a problem.
Right. No, there's nothing better than, like, a vibrator orgasm. I'm sorry. No dick
but guys
is good
can't
enough.
They don't even understand. They don't even know. And that's why it's very important, like I said, to know the anatomy of the body, especially the female reproductive system, because we have three holes, all that licking all around. You're just getting our asshole wet. Like, right. We need that G-spot, just that clitoris. Yeah. That's
so what advice do you have for men to, like, make sure they eat the kitty the proper way?
That clitoris. You know that little hole, you know, like the pearl
little
tongue?
Button.
Like, look for that little pearl tongue and just keep it right there, right there, right there.
And I think, like, the repetitiveness, too, is what really,
ooh,
like.
Baby.
And for me, I like the pressure.
Yes. Into it. Yeah. Get into it. Eat it like eat it like it's groceries. Yeah, stop playing. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the point is, you need to make sure that your mate, like, check in with your mate. You'll know if they enjoying themselves. So I learned that whatever that is, when they be like, ooh, ooh, or if they're vocal about it like that, oh, yeah, like, you know that it feel good. Mm. Just stay right there. No reason to move around and move the tongue around. Just stay, whatever that is, just keep that right
I
there.
I actually don't really, like, come that much through, like, getting eaten out.
Girl, because we want that dick. Stop playing with me. I ain't got time.
I need that vibrator with it.
Ooch.
Like the vibrator, the tongue, and or dick combo.
Oh my gosh.
Is the best.
That is like what is happening to my
right.
body.
Literally, it unlocks like a new level of just, you. I've said it before, a new level of euphoria that is just
do
like.
Do you guys hear this? Don't be mad at that girl when she pull out that wand. It's just a toy, baby.
Right.
Don't be all jealous.
Right.
It's helpful.
But I like the pressure of,
ooh,
like,
I love it.
Of like. A penis inserting in me
with that
wow.
damn vibrator.
Right.
Send me. We can't like, wait. We got fine. It's like, well, hold on. Let me forget my phone. Is there any holes in my phone? Hold up. It's Friday, it's the, too, baby.
It's the best feeling. And I don't know why. I only started doing that like this year.
Me too. Like, no. Well, maybe when I first started porn. So when
okay,
I first
let's get into like your story.
Because I knew that I knew how to squirt because I had an experience before where the guy's socks was wet. So that was weird. But I was so like.
What? Socks?
Yeah. And it was like, why?
After wait, how we did had the sex. So- how did, wait.
Because I squirted it during
you
sex.
You squirted in the socks?
His socks was wet, like the outside
oh,
of
it. Oh my God. So it's you squirted and then landed.
And I didn't
on-
even know. I didn't even know what a squirt was at that time. So that was my first experience of squirting. I probably had been like my early 20s or something like that. And
right.
since then, I never had a sexual experience where I did it again until I got into adult. And so then I learned to activate. It's a gland. It's a
okay,
gland.
How do we squirt? Let's give a lesson.
It's like a gland. So it's not urination. I'm talking about real female
right.
ejaculation. Not for the camera.
It's not
pee. The pissiness. No.
Right.
No. I'm talking about real. It's a whole different gland. And you know how you could test that out? Pee before you have sex. Your bladder is empty. So how the hell is it going to make the whole bed wet if it's pee? And it don't even smell or look like pee. Pee is pee. Period.
Right.
So it's a certain gland. And it's really about activating it. Like it's like that same, it's like penetrating it. Mm. So there's a certain gland and
where's the gland?
It's really the clitoris, like the wand. Like it's the clitoris. It's the clitoris.
That's where all the
that's where the nerves
in conclusion, it's the clit.
You know?
Yeah,
you know?
Everything.
I gotta get this DoorDash. Can I stop real
yeah.
quick?
Yeah.
Let's pause. Because I got a whole big
I
production.
Love that you ordered DoorDash.
Because somebody right now, our friend Danny.
Yeah.
We're doing a little pilot for these girls in the industry. And child, they over there doing all this stuff. And somebody, they doing Polaroid pictures. Mm. And one of the photographers forgot a Sharpie. That's... I'm like the most random shit in the whole wide world. So I sent them a Sharpie by DoorDash because I had to come here to Stephanie's show, Broke Girls Therapy.
Broke Girl Therapy.
Child. And now they doing this broke ass shit. Because I ain't got no damn Sharpie. Like, that's the most random shit in the world.
I mean... Did the DoorDash deliver the Sharpie?
Yeah, they was calling me. Hold on, guys. Don't go.
Y'all pause. Know. We could always edit anything out
okay,
that's
cool.
needed.
Let me
yeah.
just see what the hell is they doing. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good.
And I told
don't
him
worry.
To call him.
Like getting hot. I think it's the rosé and the lights.
Let's go.
It's right?
Good. I don't care. Hello? Did you find them? Yeah, go around the corner. Okay. I don't know where you are, so exactly how I gave you the directions is what it is. It's a big, huge-ass building. I promise you can't miss it. It's ugly and big. It's pink.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, so going that gate, you're going to see a parking structure that say, like, pay for $6, don't pay shit. I'm about to send somebody down to come get the thing from you. Just go in the parking lot. Okay, bye-bye.
She hung up.
Because I've been told her who to call, and she calls me. Sorry about this.
Oh, you're good. We could always edit anything out. I mean, sometimes we just keep shit, so that might even stay if I decide.
That's funny. Keep look, because I'm just trying to tell them that this life ain't easy. Shit. Let me tell the cameraman. Hi, best friend.
Okay. Oh, this is my friend. My friend, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Oh, this is, no, it's my friend, Quay.
Hey, Quay. Friends.
Bye. I feel like I have to pee, but.
Go ahead. That's probably that gland.
Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's Better, HELP.com/BrokeGirl.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Y'all know Claritin is literally the most on-brand sponsorship that I could get. There's been so many times that people have commented on an episode and been like, girl, blow your nose a little bit. Like, you sound real stuffy. Are you good? And all I needed was a Claritin to help treat my allergies. Especially right now when it's springtime, the flowers are blooming, pollen is in the air. here. Best believe I have my Claritin in my pocket. And I love her. I love my Claritin D because she helps me survive through this allergy season. And honestly, just helps me survive in general because y'all know I just have allergies all the time. So if you guys are suffering with allergies, I would honestly suggest, coming from the allergy queen myself, to go and get yourself some Claritin D. Don't make yourself suffer, especially during allergy season. So go get yours, boo. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Love that. Where were we?
So we was talking about squirting. So squirting, it's really about education. Like, it, I feel like if you're not paying attention to your mate during that intimate exchange, we're talking sex, if you're not communicating, it's boring. Like, I think it's very important. Like, if a guy is not penetrating you, to say, because we just used to wet pussy. And it's like, you're going to feel fucking because it's penetration. But there's, like, levels of,
like, good penetration. Sex. Yeah, yes. Right. Okay. I think I squirted once, but I'm not sure.
It's that, like, whoa, why is it all wet?
Yeah, like, I was on top of my boyfriend, and I was riding him, and then I came, and then I remember him being like, woo!
You sound like it.
Yeah, because, like, he was like, I felt, like, something, like, released, like, in your vagina that,
I think the best way that you can really get it going, to be honest, if you really entertain the vibrator. Like, if you entertain the vibrator with sex, like how we was talking about, just to get to that level of...
I'm, like, horny now.
Me too.
I'm like, where's my wand
on that?
Yeah, my wand's at home.
It's different. Like, right. It's just a different situation. It's almost to the fact that I see why some guys do get jealous. Because they be like, fuck your dick.
Because they can never...
Take your dick. You can't even get to where this wand can take me.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the orgasm from a vibrator is just nothing a human can give you.
I'm
so it's nothing
you.
Personal. It's but nothing these guys. Personal, baby. Their egos are like,
don't be mad if you want to see that. You want to see that tsunami come out that human girl body. You better get that wand together, because that's how she going to squirt on you and be like, oh, my God, my wife squirted. Yeah, now look at you. Yeah, freaks of the week. Shit. Squirting all day every time.
I want to get to a point where I could just squirt, like, intentionally and not just automatically.
It does take some.
Or
does,
not just like.
I think it takes just calmness. Like, you know. Me, my masturbation is therapy for me. Mm. I don't know if it's broke girl therapy or doing better now
it's
therapy.
Masturbation's for
but
free.
But what I know is is therapy.
Right.
Because it's a personal, interpersonal time. If you don't know your body, how you going to train somebody else to know your body?
Did you start masturbating at a young age?
I was very aware of myself. Does it make sense? Like, I'm not a funky ass bitch. So it's like, oh, wow, BV, whatever that is, funky, smelly, stuff. When I started sweating, oh, I don't like that, teen spirit. Like, very much aware of myself. So, like, I would say I was humping shit.
I was humping
brushes,
shit, too.
But, like, doorknobs.
Doorknobs?
So, shit, wherever I can get it.
How did you start humping
this? Because it's hard, like, on accident. Like, ooh, hold on.
That feel good.
I don't know. For me, I'm short, so I'm like, how do I get to a doorknob?
Child, whatever. I done had me a fucking cabbage patch kid. Anyway, we going there. But you want to be honest?
I like the side of the bed. When I was younger, it was like the corners of the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just get to the edge and you just like...
fuck this shit.
Right.
I don't got time. You're like 12 years old. Let me close my door and lock it, because I'm about to turn this goddamn MTV pop-up music on. I'm a little dated. I don't know if you ain't had pop-up music.
Oh, no. I mean, we're millennials here.
If you don't know what pop-up music is, so they don't hear me, because I'm about to get it in. But I never really watched porn.
Really?
Mm-mm. If I did, it was on some sneaky, weird shit. And it was like, oh, God, I feel like I'm going to get
caught.
As
adult entertainer, like, really? So imagination was just strong. Like,
no, people like the boyfriends want to watch it. It's like every time you over a boy house,
right?
And you like newlyweds, young and shit. Here they come with the porn. Like they got a whole plethora of porn. Like who the fuck is this? And they want to turn this shit on. Yeah. Ain't nobody doing no studying. It's like, oh my gosh, she got that dick in her mouth. And you be all shy, like, I can't be watching this. This is bad. My mom.
No, I'm the opposite. In eighth grade, I used to invite my friends over when my parents were not home.
Oh, it's turn up time?
Right. It was like the DVR. And there was like, there was like some section in a DVR, I don't know, where I was able to find the porn and me and my friends. I even had like a guy friend who was straight. And we were like 14 and we watched like porn
just
together.
Watching it, fuck this.
And I looked over and his dick was hard. And I was like, is your dick hard?
It definitely was.
Yes. And he was like, oh. And we would just sit there and watch. Like nothing like happened.
We're just watching, just educating maybe.
Right. It was just curious because I grew up in a very like sheltered household. So like masturbation for me was like very shameful. Like, yeah, I humped shit, but I would always like feel like
is that
so...
like Asian cultural thing or like Filipino cultural or like Catholic? Are you Catholic?
Catholic, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I think there is that Catholic guilt. And my mom was always like, you know, God is watching. If you do something bad, the devil's right next to you.
That part.
And that's scary.
It is. To, like... God, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to have my fingers in my pussy. I'm sorry. You only made my pussy and me and my fingers in it. So, but... This is all wrong, baby. This is wrong.
But it's scary to think that there's like an evil demon right next to you when you do something bad.
Like, it's evil for you to be ejaculated, like, pumping yourself.
Pumping yourself.
That's why we don't be knowing who the fuck we is now.
Right. Okay. Back to your story of like, you know, transitioning from being a nurse to now an adult entertainer. Like, how was that? Was that transition just very like, quick, just like, you know what, I'm gonna do this.
Child, so quick, I don't even know what the hell. It was too quick.
Like, how do you audition for that?
So I knew for those who want someone in the adult industry. So connections are super important. I'm talking about like when you're really trying to do some shit for real that's effective. We're talking effective. It's very important to be connected, like how I'm connected with you through Danny. It's very important to use your connections when you're trying to do something big. And people in that field. Like, if I was really, like, I got a little podcast, but, like, you was one of the first people that Danny brought up to me about female podcasting. You see, it's levels to that shit. So it was one of them things where I knew people in the industry who I did adult, but I never did adult because I was a nurse or doing what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But Pinky XXX, a legend in porn, she gave me the opportunity to shoot on her site. But we was very close before this opportunity because I used to, like, pick at her about shit.
Right.
But she never paid me no mind. I think the corona thing, when I had called her and told her that my job was in jeopardy, I don't know exactly what is going on, whatever the conversation was, she gave me the shot this time to be on her. And she's, you know, one of the only ones at this point, as far as urban adult mainstream, the only company that's still standing after the tube site conversion from DVD to like YouTube or a Pornhub or whatever the case, that's still like doing her damn thing. So it was still a big major opportunity. She started a lot of girls that are big now. They first scenes was with her and she paid a rate, whatever they rated. She like a real good business person. So I trusted her with that. Like, okay, that's my point. I was trying to make... You got to give props to these when it's due. Give the flowers. Like, you're a podcaster. I would want to take you out to lunch and be like, okay, let's talk about, like, how'd you start? Like, give you
let's
your homage.
We could,
type shit. It's the same thing with her. So I trusted her because she was everything I liked in a black woman in the adult industry for me. Mm-hmm. So she shot me. Long story short, her only... It's not only. The one thing that stuck with me, and it still stick with me right now as I'm talking to you, she was like, the best advice, I'm going to give you the shot. Okay, we're going to do it. But the only thing I'm going to just say, you know, you can't take this back. You do know that. We had that conversation. She was like, we're going to do this. But I just want you to realize what you're doing. Because once it's out.
It's out.
It's out.
Right.
So if you could live with that shit. Because baby, and her main thing was like, if you get what needs to be gave, you're going to be out there. And that means your mama might find out. You ready for that type of shit?
She was like, we're not going to just go a little bit.
We're going to go far because this is where it can go.
Right.
And it went exactly.
Go big or go home type shit.
It went bigger than what she thought. Mm-hmm. Bigger than what I thought it was going to do my first scene. Super viral, crazy. to where I called her and told her to take that shit the fuck down. Take it down. The same exact advice she gave me.
You were nervous, like, when you first
people
did it?
People had knew. And my first scene with her, I was masked because I wasn't ready to show my face. I still was on the fence about, like, you know, exposing. Like, don't want to, you know, I want people to know stuff. But it went so crazy. And people were recognizing me from my tattoos and my body structure. People was just putting two and two together, period. The mask shit did not work too long. Like, for people in our intimate, like, mutual, it didn't work. It didn't work.
Right.
So, period. She ended up taking it down just for my respect. And she paid me my rate, all that. And that was the thing. Like, bitch, I paid you.
Right.
Give me my money back. I'm like, no. But so she took it down for a little while. But the problem was people kept bothering her about putting it back up. Like, why y'all took it down? Like, where's the girl with the mask? Where's the girls? So it was so much inquiry about the girl in the mask. She hit me up and was like,
look, people like it. Like, you kind of killed that
and
shit.
And at that time, and that's when Corona.
Mm-hmm.
And so my job as a nurse was getting weird because I was in a vice call center. And of course.
Oh, yeah. So you were doing this while you were still a nurse? Okay.
In a call center, so my first scene, I still went back to work after my first two. I did two scenes, one day and one day, and then I was done. It was with her, too, my first two scenes with her. And I went back to work. I was masked, those two scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But people was like, it went viral. So one of these.
I mean, your coworkers knew, too?
Like, so one of these guys, that's when I knew they knew. One of these guys, so I already knew people knew, but like at my job. One of these guys I was friends with that worked in a different department had saw me and said something about it. Like, that he kind of hinted to me that he saw it, like, okay, type shit. Like, I seen what you did, type shit. And I was like, he know. My thing was, I didn't want to be the girl in the office talking about shit that didn't matter. Like, didn't pertain to patient safety. Don't talk to, I didn't want to be answering to a grown-ass people in their office. If it did get to the office, that I do a deal or they saw me doing a sex film. What do they have to do with my patient care, baby?
Right.
Like, what do they have to, so I didn't want to have to go there. Like, so I just was like, okay, let me check my OnlyFans, because that was the thing she told me, which was the best advice. After this first scene, the first scene we did, we need to get you on OnlyFans.
And that was the prime time to start an OnlyFans.
Right. So that, and I didn't even know what the fuck OnlyFans was. So my point about this woman is an angel type shit. Because people don't give that type of game.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a flying fuck.
She didn't gatekeep shit. Like,
no,
she
was
like
really looking out for me. Like, my money, my bag, my, you know, even if it did get viral, it's lucrative too. So that advice was the reason why I was able to quit my job, even though they did find out. So even that little first encounter with that employee that I had just told you about, I was able to be like, my OnlyFans is so lit right now.
I don't need no nursing job. Yeah.
I'm gone. I don't even want to go there. And to this day, one of the big supervisors, we were really close. They used to let me get away with murder anyway, but we was very close. She still hit me up to this day. And I know that girl done seen my videos heard about it by now. But she always be checking up on me and stuff.
Aww.
So it was just like a good time for me.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't necessarily sad or unhappy. I was in the ICU for years. And then I transferred over to a vice nursing. It was just like one of them, like, not midlife crisis type shit. Like, what more?
Right. Because back in the day, like, our parents and our families would, like, stay at one job for 50 years and then retire. Like, I feel like this generation's like, I want to pursue different careers. You know, the wine just hit me. I, like, felt a little, like.
We turned this shit.
I was like, I felt a little,
Stephanie
like.
Stephanie be having us turn here.
I know. I was like, we're going to need wine for this. Like, I definitely need wine. And I just, like, hit me right now. I was like, I'm drunk. But a lot of people, like, I've done so many different career changes, you know? So it's like, it's totally normal, you know?
And I'm really happy. Like, it's very autonomous for me to be able to, like, go out of country and still get paid, or get paid to go out of country and do a deal and something where I'm liberated and not hurting anybody else.
Right.
So this is all about me. It's not like I'm trying to harm anybody to get my fame or my money. It's very liberating for me because I feel like I was always sexy. It's just that in my field of work, it wasn't appropriate to be sexy. Like, that's harassment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you just gotta be in scrubs.
Yes.
Like,
and even the tightest scrubs you can find, the cutest scrubs you can find, because they got some, baby.
Right.
They got some, like, bell bottoms. They try.
Right.
But it's still, if it get too tight, you in a nursing supervisor office, like, you can't be
too sexy for the patients.
And Dr. Dickey cannot be like, oh, Ebony, you look amazing today. That's like, for him, he's scared.
Right.
So you got your hair done, your makeup done even, you took your time. You know, you look pretty, but it's just not the place
right for
that.
So going back to, like, your first scene and the first time ever shooting, like, adult entertainment, like, how was that feeling like? What was that adrenaline to really, like, you know, to perform?
So my first scene, I squirted. And that was my first time I squirted since, I don't know what the fuck happened. Javon Dick was so big, and he had a condom on, so that's why I went. So that's not my first scene. That's the third scene, because the mask came off by the third time. Mm. And he had a condom on. And I made him come, like, multiple times. So it went super. So I was already viral just by the scenes that I did. They must have liked the body. I don't know.
Did you, like, enjoy the sex?
Yeah. I mean,
like, did you?
In my mind, I feel like I did. I had to do a few things to get comfortable. And I'm talking about just self-meditation, just talking to myself, talking to the guy, making sure we vibed. He had a big-ass dick. I was like,
What's considered a big dick?
Oh, 15. Oops, sorry, y'all. Sorry, y'all. 15. So I've had
15?
I've had 15 inches.
I didn't think that existed.
Hell yeah, girl.
I thought eight.
These people be big as fuck hung. Like, who raised you? Like, where you get that from?
Like, was that, and you can't get, like, surgery to get that.
No, it's real. I'm like, why? You got that big ass
How
thick.
Do you prepare your vagina? Like,
you pray and you drink some tequila. Ciao, maybe Casamigos 1942.
Okay, Azul. Perfect.
Just a shot, bitch. We're not trying to be messy and all the mess.
Right.
But I'm like, you better do something.
Just want to loosen up. Because tequila makes me a slut.
Girl,
you know what I mean?
That's my,
like,
shit.
I get a little loose.
Don't
I do anal on tequila. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
what a tequila is another thing. And that Casamigos bring out the, you know, that devil emoji? That.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I am a fucking
whore. We all know about Casamigos. And I feel like, what actor is, what's his liquor? Is it George Clooney? It's one of them own that, or company.
Oh, really? I didn't know
I'm
that.
Almost thinking it's George Clooney. Somebody a real freak elite, because they know exactly what to put in that damn tequila, because that's on a whole different level, baby. You'd be like, why am I fucking on the damn speakers in Vegas with the go-go dancers? How the fuck did I get up here? Oh, that's a long story. Sorry. Anyway, we'll talk about that on the show. I don't know how the fuck I got up there. And that cat fist pumping me.
We just let it go.
I was like, well, fuck it. I'm here. I see myself on that big ass screen standing next to her. I can't embarrass myself. I'm already up here.
Like, yeah, I feel tequila. Like I could imagine it just being such an adrenaline, like, to just, like, have people watching you and you're doing it. Like, I don't know. Like,
it's a lot of people on set. A lot of people feel like they could do adult, like, mainstream guys, girls, whatever. I mean, you have to understand it's literally like 12 people.
How was that like to, like, have sex in front of 12 people? Like, I don't
be thinking about them.
Okay. You just don't even think about it.
I'm gonna give a fuck if they was there anyway. Me,
do
I'm a hippie.
Do you ever get horny? Like, do you ever just see people with, like...
No, I'm having a problem. I'm in therapy now. That's why I'm here. We talking now. This is part of my therapy.
Right.
I'm all fucked up. It's all muddled and fucked up. Like, oh my God, I look in the cloud and I see some balls. My shit is fucked up. The horny is out the door. It's so much mental for me now. It's not emotional. So the horn dog shit is like, I get myself horny with that wand or just like,
right,
just getting me turned. But like, as far as like during scenes, it's really for me about professionalism and like for that moment chemistry. Mm. It's about chemistry.
100%.
You know what I mean?
In everything.
For that moment.
Like,
because otherwise, I don't know how I would be able to, like, I don't even know these people. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, that kind of leads me to, like, I wanted to transition because this is Broco Therapy. We got to talk about mental health.
That's
like,
cool.
Like, how do you, like, you know, maintain, like, your mental health, like, in this profession?
Child, I turn the profession off. Motherfuckers don't know when to stop. They become everything that they build. Who are you? Where did you start? There's always a beginning. Remember that person. You be so entrapped in everything else you're doing, be on autopilot like a damn robot. People don't understand. Self. You haven't talked to yourself before you even say anything to yourself. You done came out the house, drool all on your face, makeup all on, lipstick all on your teeth. You didn't even know, but you're so quick to say hi to the mailman or mm-hmm. hide to someone else. You even speak to yourself. You think it's weird or crazy. Like, people don't pay attention to themselves and be so worried about how they forgot themselves. How you forgot yourself when it's always you all the time?
All you have is you.
You know, so I think mm-hmm. it's very important to be grounded. I really live by this now, because I had some really good advice by watching Kanye West's documentary. I just wanted
the latest one?
Yeah, with his mom and stuff.
Oh, that got me.
So it's his mom, I feel like, that really helped cultivate who he was, because he was already born, like, mild genius. Like, he was already on his, like, self-love. And his mom just put it on 10 for him.
Right.
But also,
she validated his feelings.
But she told him, and you've seen the connection they have. Like, I support you. She supported everything I feel like he did, which gave him extra more confidence. But he was already born confident. The thing was, she said, He was on some high shit, like that Kanye shit, like, mama, I'm going to be great, like, da-da-da-da. She was like, yeah, you are going to be great. Like, but it's important to remember to live in the sky, but still keep your feet on solid ground. Remember when she told
him
that?
Yes, in that scene.
I'll never forget that shit.
Iconic. In the kitchen.
I swear to God, I think I need to get that tattooed
Donda,
on my body.
Donda is
Something different.
She was something different.
I'm like, that's a mama.
To really raise someone in that level of, like, genius. I know that, like, Kanye is, like, super controversial, but, like, we can't deny that, like,
but who's not that's a genius? But you can't understand everything about him because he's so much of everything, so it's gonna be controversial.
Everything is super amplified, and, like, she really, like, she was, like, the only person I think ever on this planet, like, in his life that, like, understood him and knew how to ground him.
Yes,
like, I'm sure if Kim said that, he would, like, nah, fuck you, Kim,
good night, like, go tell your mom.
But Don, like, when it's your own mother, like, he, like, really, you know, like, I just love how much he loved his mom.
And she loved her son.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, I think it's important for people just to, like, know who the fuck they are. Like, don't forget who you are. You have to have some type of moralism, some type of ground, something to live by just from the surface shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, like, what are some things, like, you know, going to a scene to kind of, like, mentally prepare yourself? And then afterwards,
My time, like, when I know that, like, if I have a production, before I get in my ebony mode, like, I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What that fucking means is, honey, it's Ebony Goddess Mystique.
Okay, Ebony Goddess Mystique. Sorry, I said Ebony Mystique.
But you can't be friends. But I just have to, and it is, you do play around with that because it's a lot of names, but please understand what that resonates like, honey. So, like, I really be in my goddess mode. And it sometimes people don't understand, and it become a little more intimidating because sometimes I come on set, I'm going to say hi to everybody because I'm going to make sure you're comfortable. But I probably won't even see my male talent or my female talent until we about to call time to shoot.
Right.
Because I'm in my makeup chair. I'm really, that's why they get what they got. And they can see what Ebony is because I'm so focused. And it really is for me. I'm a grown-ass woman. Like, I'm focused. So I'm sitting in my makeup chair thinking about my lines, thinking about, you know what I mean? What the setup is, like, what the vibes is, how I'ma, like, maneuver this shit.
I'm
thinking. And it ain't, like, no like, thinking, like, some weird clownery shit. Like, no, I'm thinking, like, how I'm about to say this shit.
I mean, I think that's it, every artist in every medium. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure, like, even for me as, like, when I do this show, it's like, I like to chat ahead of time and really, like, feel your energy and, like, really just kind of, like, even for, like, even before a show, like, I like to just sit in silence.
You had to get your mouth, you was, like, on your zen, like, let me, like, pipe down.
Let me pipe down, let me feel it out, because it's so important to really, like, get your energy right for a performance.
Hello,
no matter
we
what
just
that
said
is.
That, I said it, so this goes just full circle again, like, things do, round and round things go, 360. One of the main things I just said, if y'all was listening, energy exchange, like, it's very important. Like, that's what's happening. You have to be in tune with what's, yo, like, sex is a little, you could, like, fight with your mate, like, I hate you type shit. And then he'll pull you over and fuck the shit out you.
I kind of like that.
And then
that.
For the
That's
moment,
like
you're fucking, well, you don't like what he did. You still might hate him, but for that moment, take this pussy. And then when you're done, I still fucking hate your ass.
Right, we're still going to argue about this afterwards.
It's that moment, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's just very important for people to, like, the industry has liberated me in order, like, because it's, like, sexy, it's bold, it's safe as fuck. I was a whore before, I feel like, because, and an unsafe one, because I didn't know who, what these niggas' status was. Mm-hmm. And do you use condom every time? No, you got a boy, you a nigga take you out for, like, 3 or 4 months, that's your boyfriend. And it's consistent. It's like, nah, that's my boo. We booed up.
Right.
But then you start fucking him raw. But don't nobody go to the damn talent testing or to get no test.
And then you find
out
he has another... I've been there. That and you part. Find out.
So you just fucking raw. See, this industry is... It really check you about your safety in regards to
sex. I was going to talk about that. Like, what are the safety guidelines?
7 to 14 days. You got to get a full panel. And it's not what your doctor going to bring you from Kaiser. No, it's a centralized system. So you, there's only 2 places that you can go to in the world. Mm. Well, 2 places that centralized. They do have other outskirt, like, contracted places that producers also have access to. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a centralized lab. Where production across the world, like producers across the world can see your results. Mm. So it's very centralized. It's not like I can bring my private doctor's results that I got from my STD right. and bring it to set. Then I'm like, what the fuck? You're not even going to get booked.
It's like everyone kind of, like everyone in the industry could like, okay.
You have a barcode and it's, they have certain standards and stuff like that. They know what to run, so... It's very, like, laid out for us, so.
So what was your sex life before you did, you know, you entered this industry, and how is your sex life now since you're in the industry?
My sex life now off camera sucks. I don't have a boo. I have no holes. But before then, I don't know, I feel like I was fucking the shit out of people. Like, I literally was. They always tell me I have good pussy. And then the fact of the matter is they wouldn't leave, so I knew. Because I've been trying to keep everybody. But then I had to learn, baby, you can't be fucking the shit out of these guys like that. Like, I used to fuck them to death. Like, all right, you want to fuck me? I'm about to have your ass crawling. Like, you about to... But I don't even be wanting them to stick around. Like, damn, why I give them that good pussy like that?
And then they start getting attached.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I'm this type of person where I get attached if, like, the dick is good. Like, if you dick me down so good, I'm going to want more all the time, every time. And that's why, like, my hoe phase was, like, probably the most unsuccessful. Like, I had fun, but it was, like, it was so difficult to, like, keep my emotions separate from, like, the sex that I was having.
Yeah, I'm past that, girl. It's cool. That you got to get past it. You'll get past it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, therapy has helped
dick,
me. Child,
but I love me a hard dick. Oh, wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was watching an interview of yours. I did some research, and I saw that you're a size queen.
They say that because they see me slay these big-ass dicks. That becoming, like I said, a lot of prayer. And I don't really drink before I shoot mainstream. But anyway, long story short, I just like a hard dick because all dick could get big when it's hard.
All dick matters.
Man, all dick matters. So it's not about like okay. I'm like this super, like I don't really... I don't care that if your dick is like cute. First of all, that dick, 15 inches, that's not normal, first of all.
15
and
inches?
And I would not want that guy as a boyfriend.
I don't even know what that looks like.
No, you would not be my boo. Like, what? You're not about to fuck my walls up every time?
I feel like the dudes who have, like, the biggest dick are always the really, like, slim, tiny ones.
Yeah, like, where are you hiding this?
Like, all their meat goes through their 15-inch cock.
Craziness. And they do.
Oh my God. Well, one time I did have like a massive dick where like I was trying to give him head and I didn't know what to do because my mouth is small. Like it doesn't, like I can't.
It don't expand.
It just don't. Like it was difficult, but I just like licked the shit out of it. But maybe I'm thinking like maybe that was like a 15 incher because it was so bulky.
I love it. Like, I mean, it was. I just love like when guys get erected. Literally. Like when that dick get hard.
Yeah. How do you suck a big dick? Do you have a big mouth? Okay. Oh yeah. You want me yours? Yes. Your mouth is huge. You're putting them.
I guess so. Oh fuck. Thank you, Lord. I can suck a dick. Shit, that came with nothing. Damn, I'm fucked. I was born like this. So I can't help it.
Yeah. Like, what are some advice to those? Because I've had people, like, reach out being like, I'm not that great at head. Like, what advice do you have to give, like, the best head ever?
Like, in your mind, know that. Like, I'm giving the best head. Have that, like, best head throat goat mentality going in there. Yeah. And just, like, watch your teeth. Keep it wet.
Some guys like that, though. Some guys like a little bit of pressure.
But they ain't trying for you to, like, scrape their ass. It's a difference. Like, damn, bitch. He has scraped me. It's very gentle. Not intentionally. Ouch. But yeah, like, I think it's just like, I don't know. Watch some, you know what? Watch some porn.
Watch your porn.
Watch my porn.
You got a lot on Pornhub.
I do, and I'm verified now. So shout out to browsers. I'm exclusive with them. I made it to Playboy Centerfold.
Yes,
my black
ghetto
ass. It is so much shit coming up. I want you guys to stay tuned. We going to do a
part
two.
Yeah, like, what's next?
Two.
We're going to do a part two, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
But, like, what do you have coming next?
So what I have coming up next is, so we're doing a reality TV show with one of the, like, kings of reality TV, who's one of the producers. I'm actually taking the executive producer role for this. I didn't just want to be a casted member. So we got some big things going on there. I'm a fashion designer, too. We'll talk about that on part two.
I worked in the fashion industry.
We're going to talk about that on part two for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm going to actually do... So New York... Fashion Week is going on right now. I'm super sad I have time.
Yeah.
But my friends are out there slaying. So next... So spring 2023, I'll come out with a limited edition line. So you'll... And I'll incorporate the Dell industry.
I need to see this. I love fashion.
Yes,
and
me
clothes.
Too. It's everything. And fashion is an art. It kind of... I feel like it gives you sexy. And I feel like... It's important for me to bring fashion into the adult industry as a mix because, of course, people are lustful and love when a person is naked, but you can also be sexy with clothes on. So just that kind of bringing that. So much fucking shit, bro. I got so much content going on that you guys are going to love, that you guys been, you know, my fans have been requesting. I'm going back to Europe to shoot again. For them, so
you need to send me the link so I could put it down below so they could see.
I will
literally everything.
I will. So you could. So the link. So you can find me. Oh, I hate Instagram.
Let's plug it. Let's do the plug.
So Instagram is the official Ebony Mystique. I already have. I just literally changed that name like 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and I already got another. What do you call it? Fake with that. They're out there. Ebony, the official Ebony Mystique. There's no underscore. That's my new Instagram, guys. Twitter is Ebony Mystique 1. My OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/Ebony_Mystique. That's where you see all of these films that, like, my independent shit. This, where I feel like I got the award, like, I won UrbanX Award this year. I feel like a lot of that comes from my independent production. So that's where you're going to find all of my full scenes. And you get to chat with me. It's very intimate. So,
I love that. Please come back for a part two.
Yo, you make sure you tell Stephanie you want me back.
Yes,
so
you guys.
That way I can come back and we're going to turn the fuck up. We're going to talk fashion. We're going to talk some more craziness. I'm going to bring some
more
toys
wine.
And like more wine and some shit. I'm going to bring Stephanie a gift now that I know she's like totally cool. To be on the dark side with me. I got some shit for her. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm all for it. Like, there's so much to explore and like my sex life, like I just want to tap into, and I'm learning as a listener.
Let's go. And when we get a chance, we need to go to New York. Maybe, we can keep it local, like national. New York has the sex museum. Have you been there?
No, but I've heard of it and I do want
to go.
Okay, let's
go. It is like the most amazing thing.
I do want to go to New York next year.
Okay, well, go
so
next year.
Let's
I thought you
do
said
it.
Next month. I'm like, all right, cool, because I'm going. Let's just fucking go for Exotica. I'll be there in New Jersey, so make sure
you're
you
like,
come
fine,
out.
I'll go. I'll go.
Let's
I'll
go. But
definitely,
next year, let's
sure.
go. It is amazing in museum. They have like a lot of real artifacts from like Hugh Hefner's robe, or was it Larry? No, it was Hugh Hefner's robe. They have the real robe.
Oh my
the Playboy
god,
Playboy Bunny Hugh Hefner. Excuse me.
Okay, we're gonna go. This is the beginning of a friendship because I feel like there's still so, this is just an introduction. Like
this is just an introduction.
I still have so much.
Oh,
wow.
Stephanie has beautiful friends. I'm not a creep. I'm Ebony Mystique. She's gorgeous. All these
girls,
beautiful
love her.
Girls.
My
goodness.
Best
you guys are missing out. You got
oh,
Stephanie.
They know Jess. They know Jess.
Oh, they know Jess. Okay.
And they know Quinn.
Fuck. Damn. Am I gay or what? I don't know what's going on.
Well, we will do a part two. I'll let you know next time I'm in town.
Please.
And we'll see you again.
I love you guys. Thank you for all your support. There's love so you. Much more to come.
Yes.
And
C-U-M come.
There's more to come.
So much more to come.
I'll see you guys soon. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you more.
And then you guys
shout out to Daniel Santos for this link up.
Oh, they know the Astro Daddy. They
I
know
mean,
what's up.
The Astro Daddy. Let me tell you. Before we go, I'm about to go back to Astral Daddy.
Yeah.
Astral Daddy is the one. Y'all not play, do not play with me. Like, Stephanie is very enlightened, but he is...
He's more enlightened.
Like,
I know.
What the hell? One time I had I'm like about to hang up on you. Because who are you? Did they send you? Like, have you been like a fly on the wall my entire life?
He's
have you been
an angel. Me? He's just like, he's incredible. And he's really been helpful in introducing me to people like you, you know?
He's
and
amazing.
So supportive. So
Shout out to Daniel. Shout out to Stephanie. Thank you.
Astro Daddy Stan.
Okay, let's go. Ebony Goddess Mystique, thank you for having me, guys. Yes. I'll see y'all soon.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to
brocotherapy.com. Let's go.
All that shit is there. Love you guys.
Period. Bye.
Broke Girl Therapy.
Broke Girl Therapy.
Broke Girl Therapy.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.